Seven American POWs are back in U.S. hands 3 weeks after being captured by the Iraqis. Yesterday's news brought joy to their families and friends and communities from New Jersey to Texas. From Valley Center, Kansas, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Nearly every tree, bush, and pole along the main streets in Valley Center sports a yellow ribbon. They were tied there 3 weeks ago after it was learned that a hometown boy, Patrick Miller, had been captured in Iraq. Miller was a member of the 507th Ordnance Maintenance Company that was ambushed March 23rd after it took a wrong turn near Nasiriyah. 9 members of the convoy were killed. Some of the soldiers, including the 23-year-old Miller, were shown on video filmed by Iraqi TV. Earlier this month, one of the company's members, Jessica Lynch, was rescued, giving hope to the other families that their loved ones might also be found by U.S. troops. John Miller says he's had some dark days over the last 3 weeks. Miller was worried about his son Patrick and what he was going through. And he was frustrated that the Iraqis had not made the POWs available to the Red Cross, and there was no way to find out anything about his son's condition. Then yesterday morning, he heard the news that 7 Americans had been rescued by Marines near Tikrit. And he says a call from the military confirmed that his son was among those rescued.
I know the Marines went and got him. That wasn't what their mission was, but now all we got to do is find the MIAs and Saddam and be done with them.
President Bush also heard the news yesterday morning, and like John Miller, his thoughts were not just with the 7 who had been released, but also the 4 Americans who are still missing.
We still have missing in action in Iraq. We will continue to look for them. We pray that they too will be safe and free one of these days. But it's just a good way to start off the morning to have been notified that 7 of our fellow Americans are going to be home here pretty soon.
The POWs were flown to Kuwait yesterday, where after a medical check, all were reported to be in good condition, including 2 who had gunshot wounds, Edgar Hernandez of Mission, Texas, and Shoshona Johnson of Fort Bliss, Texas. A military spokesman said all would be debriefed, and then decisions about where they would go next would be made on a case-by-case basis. Along with the 5 members of the maintenance company, the 2 other American POWs recovered yesterday were crewmen on an Apache helicopter that was shot down last month. One of those crewmen is Ronald Young Jr. In Lithia, Georgia yesterday, his father, Ronald Young Sr., said he didn't mind the fact that he wouldn't be able to see his son right away.
I'm not worried about it between now and then. I'm really not. I just, now that I know he's safe and in the hands of our troops, that's enough for me. I mean, I'm satisfied.
John Miller says his son Patrick still has 2.5 years left on his enlistment, and he says he has no idea what his son's plans are next, but that he'll support him in whatever he decides to do. Yesterday, on a warm and sunny spring afternoon, he met with reporters at a park near his home in Walton, Kansas, where an ice cream truck was making the rounds.
Former Marine, I didn't want it for my son.
What'd you try to tell him? What were you trying to talk him out of it?
Been there, done that. Not John Wayne and Audie Murphy. You know, Charlie Sheen makes it look glamorous, but it's nothing like that.
Miller expects that when his son returns home, he'll say, "Dad, you tried to tell me." But John Miller acknowledges that some of what he told him to expect from military service was wrong, that maybe his son has become a hero after all. Greg Allen, NPR News, Valley Center, Kansas.